G and his son Max Gorlick. So fun little merging of genres there. And then that most recent one was called Lexington Delirium. It was featuring Thomas Hack, the infamous drummer from Meshuggah, which all of us metalheads know and love. So that new track...
But that was him singing, apparently.
Well, that's what I heard on the internet. Whether that's true or not, you know...
Well, there was some interesting singing at the end there. There was like a counter melody going on.
Yeah,
Maybe that was him or not. I
wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
So that track is a new single recently released, and it'll be featured on their new album, Gold Star, available March 21st. You bet we're going to hear some more Imperial Triumphant probably in April on this show.
Oh, yeah. that was really cool. You had mentioned to me this band before. I think last time we were talking in person. So it was cool to hear it this time and to hear more of those tracks. And yeah, like the blending of the styles and what they're doing is really interesting, because I can hear some of the influences going around there. Like, there's several different things happening there that I guess in the abstract I thought was probably possible, but how anyone could pull that off, I don't know. But now that's what that is them actually pulling some of that stuff off.
yeah, exactly. And like I'd mentioned to you before, like I read this article where these guys were talking about their favorite jazz albums. And, you know, and New York City was so rich with jazz back in the day, still is, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, that's where this beating heart of part of this music comes from. And, I exposed myself to Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Ornette Coleman, some more, who does, Miles Davis, you know, this kind of thing. And obviously John Coltrane. But it was once I started listening to that and then came back to Imperial Triumphant, it's like, oh, wow, this is where... These are all these strange, crazy bass lines, and everything seems like it's playing their own song at the same time, almost. You know?
Yeah, it's one way to put it. Yeah, I mean, I've always been kind of a metalhead at heart, most definitely, but at the same time, I was always checking out jazz almost in parallel with that as well. So I've always heard some of the... where the things can kind of intersect at times, like especially Coltrane at more aggressive Coltrane, like the intensity and the velocity and the complexity of it is definitely reminiscent sometimes of metal. Like you think of a track like Giant Steps with that record and how like just fast and you know how they can get through all these kind of the complicated song structure is not. In some ways, not that different from if you think about some of Opeth's stuff.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and like I mentioned to you a couple of weeks back, is that like, yeah, in the one Opeth song, I think it's the Grand Conjuration, it's that main melody line in the chorus that's like, oh, that's ripped straight from Giant Steps, like John
right.
Coltrane.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. So like hearing those, and like I've always sort of heard. Listening to all the different kind of music and finding those different threads that pull things together, I've always thought like, oh yeah, of course that there is these connections that you could make. And but like I said, I was like, man, it would take people with the know-how and the knowledge and the playing ability to be able to pull it off, and honestly, the balls to do it.
Yeah.
Right, to actually do it, and like, wow, it's great to see this is finally some of the stuff is starting to happen. Or at least now I'm finally hearing it for the first time. It's more accurate.
Yeah. And do you, how are you going to hear it unless like, well, I mean, you can go digging for it, but it's like we said, so many of these gems can get lost along the way. You know,
yeah,
the more avant-garde ones that like they're just. Even when you start digging in the metal world, like it's going to be hard to find them. You know?
Yeah, like them, and I think another one of my favorite. I guess broadly they'd be in metal, but that's they're even more than that as a band like Earth, because they're not entirely metal either. Like they are, but they aren't. I think this is almost like this Imperial Triumphant in the same way. And you're right. Like if you're looking on playlists and stuff like that, they're not going to show up on metal playlists that are curated for you by whatever. Whatever you find on the streaming services, like those things that are sort of like in between genres is sort of where I think the interesting stuff happens. And that's not always well represented, and it's it was not well represented going back because labels wouldn't know what to do with them. Right?
Yeah,
they wouldn't know
yeah.
how to market it. And then now it's even worse because now it has to fit into certain little, even more narrower things, you know,
right.
with social media, you know, because there, now the fact of how the length of TikTok videos are is now having an effect on music because people are making music so it can be used in TikTok videos.
Right?
Which is it's scary. It's not... I don't want to get too far into that, but it's not good, I don't think. But like, so something like this is so outside of that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And like you're saying, these tracks or these songs that are made, like, dialed in so far to, you know, extract more wealth mm-hmm. from the audience, you know? It almost reminds me of that, there's this profound as it can be for a young adult's novel in, what's that, by Aldous Huxley, that Brave New World, where this controller is talking to, you know, the savage that I think that they bring back to the good land, quote unquote, and they're having a discussion about how, the controller says how difficult it is to create something that can be pleasurable to all this broad audience and have zero substance in it, you know, and I mean. Jokingly, me, this is when I first read it when I was 21. I was like, oh, yeah, Nickelback. They're brilliant. No, I actually kind of, you know, Nickelback has their own place in the ecosystem.
Sure, sure.
And I kind of like them.
Yeah.
But yeah, to make something like still this idea in this book about, like, making something that's just there to exist, to hold people's attention, to, you know, in that book, Brave New World, people were just, well, really strictly human capital, just things
right.
to extract wealth out of. You know?
For sure. That's such a great way to put it. To hold people's attention but have the least substance in it, right? And
yeah.
to have, like, almost hardly anything actually to it. That's such a great way to put it. And that's not what we prioritize here on the station. And we know that that's why you like tuning in to all the different programming, but definitely Metal Mondays here at around 2 a.m. Or maybe you're listening to it after the fact on the archives. But, like, that's not what we're about. Like, this Imperial Triumphant is a really... I mean, you, like, Joel, you had mentioned them to me before. We're listening to it for the first time. I'm, like, excited. I was like, oh, I can't wait to go home now and go sit down and listen to these guys and check out more about them because I'm so excited by these concepts that they have and what I heard. And that's what this station gives all of us, and especially you, the listener. And so that's something you can support with a donation, fundrive.ckw.ca, to pledge your support to Metal Mondays or any other program you like that really gives you something that you're like, oh, I can't wait to go and check out more of this, right? It's just not more of the whatever slop. It's not more of lowest common denominator that's just there to hold your attention. It's something that actually gets at maybe it's the essence of actually feeling human in a way, like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
These things are challenging and interesting to me. I will need to go check this out, right? That's what it's like. That's who we are as people, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's exist in the real, I don't know, human experience, for lack of a better world. Like, well, it seems silly, like, cliche once again, but, like, you know, not just hooked up like the Matrix, and we're not going to start talking about red pills and blue pills here, but,
no,
like...
No.
But it's, yeah, I don't know. It's gratifying, it's important, and... You know what? Rather than just exist, let's really do some... Try to do a little bit of living.
Yeah, I love that. So rather than just existing, CKW is here for living. And you can pledge for more of that living at fundrive.ckw.ca. What else do you have for us next here, Joel?
Up next, we've got some Full of Hell.
Yeah.
You know, it's the noise, grind, core, whatever you want to call it.
Another band that defines genre, right?
Yeah, yeah. I saw them
beyond that.
I saw them at Manitoba Metal Fest last year. Really cool stuff. The guy, the front man, had two microphones. One of them was always voice modulating. You know, he had this big pedal board just for making noise. And they've done, Full of Hell has done a lot of collaborations with other noise acts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, once again, this is pushing the boundary of, like, I mean, yes, it is still music, but some might say, is it music? Or is someone just dragging a piece of sheet metal on concrete? You know? But anyways, so we're going to start you off. This is from their 2024 release from Coagulated Bliss. Let's see. I forget what that first track is. The first one is going to... They're all short tracks, but the first one is Transmuting Chemical Burns.
We'll be right back. We know you savor surprise on the radio and the spontaneity of our human formatted approach to broadcasting. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now. The pledge line is 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. You are listening to CKUW's Fund Drive. And because of the donations from you this week, we can remain an independent and commercial-free media outlet. Hey, why not make a pledge of $125 on a payment plan? For as little as $10 a month, you can support live, commercial-free radio right here in Winnipeg. Donors can opt for a tax receipt or receive a limited edition Fund Drive incentive gift as our thanks. Don't delay. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your pledge. 204-774-6877.
Yes, good evening. You are tuned into Metal Mondays here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I am DJ Dil Gherkin. This is the Bog of Doom. Thank you very much for Sweet Sammy D for coming in and doing some Metal Monday Fun Drive extravaganza here. I'm continuing on for the next little while. Taking up the mantle here, the amulet, the Fun Drive amulet has been brought over to me. Yes, we have many occult devices for you to make a pledge. We have our Fundrive website. You go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge now to Metal Mondays, or you can send an e-transfer. Fundrive at ckw.ca is where you can send an e-transfer. If you're getting any kind of incentive, please note it in the notes, and that this is for Metal Mondays, or any show you choose would be great. So, yes, we have many occult methods to donate to Metal Mondays. I'll be talking a little more about the reasons why you should donate to Metal Mondays or any other of the shows that we have here on the station. But let's get into a first little musical break. This one is Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol. Three tracks here. 1-800, Eat Shit, Whip It Around, and Body Bag. We'll be coming back with more Fun Drive 2025. This is Metal Mondays and the Bog of Doom.
So-and-so, operator, hello, hello, I think you might remember it. What is it? 1-800-EAT-SHIT. I think you put me on hold. meet a 1-800-so-and-so operator. Hello, hello, I thought you might remember it. What is it?
1-800-EASH.
1-800-EASH. 1-800-EASH. 1-800-EASH. 1-800-EASH. 1-800-EASH. We'll be right back.
And we are back. You're tuned into Metal Mondays. This is the Bog of Doom with DJ Dilgerkin. Yes, it is our Fun Drive 2025. We do this every year to raise $60,000 from listener donations. That's about a quarter of our budget here. And what listener donations allows us to do is maintain independence. And that is paramount, especially for a station like CKUW 95.9 FM that really wants to have that diversity, not only of different spoken word shows and content like that outside of the mainstream, but that's really important for music because we know that there's so much stuff out there now that just doesn't get any radio play at all. CKUW is a place for that, right? And metal has always been a major part of what we do here at the station. And Metal Mondays has been going on for many, many years in different incarnations. We've usually had different hosts, kind of a collective doing Metal Mondays. But there's been lots of other metal shows as well. And it is such a huge, expansive genre, metal. And it has, you know, there's... I think it's an amazing time for metal music. I mean, we can talk about all the classics. You know, I think we're all well aware of what that is. But there's so many great bands making great music. I just do my little slice of metal. But every day of the week... Every week, you hear a different Metal Mondays by a different show host. And they're doing their own spin on it. And I think that that is so important because... Not only are you not going to find a lot of this stuff elsewhere, but the other problem becomes, you know, these streaming services, they kind of put you in a box and they kind of always put you back to the same things you've listened to again and again and again. And it's very easy to get into a rut. As much as we have all this access, you know, we have this gigantic map, but do we have the means to actually read the map, transverse the map, actually understand what is going on? And I'm not sure if we have that right now. And that is where something like CKUW comes into play, because every day of the week we have different hosts coming in and doing their shows and figuring that out, figuring out what they're going to play. And putting it together and giving you kind of a who's who and a what's what. And I've learned so much about all sorts of different kind of music here at my time at the station, whether it be folk music, country, indie, experimental music, all kinds, but also metal. I was always kind of a metalhead growing up, but, you know, a place like CKUW has really allowed me to grow and expand my ears a little bit in terms of what I'm listening to. And... I think that that's important and something worth pledging towards is that community connection and understanding how we can all kind of discover things together. Because, you know, the hosts are also people you can get in contact with. If you email, get in contact with the station for feedback or, hey, I really like this. Or, hey, if you like this, this band, check this out. We're there for you in a way that I think a lot of other media can't be. And the streaming services are sort of, you're kind of left off and adrift in a big ocean, not knowing where to go. And CKUW is sort of your guide. We, Metal Mondays, the hosts here are your druids, if you will, leading you along a path to your own self-discovery of metal and everything else. And I think that that human connection is something you get through Campus of Community Radio that is worthy of supporting. So you can support that now with a pledge. Fundrive.ckw.ca is a place to pledge online. Or you can send an e-transfer. Fundrive@ckw.ca is a place where you can pledge as well. We just heard three tracks from Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol, a favorite of mine. They're just fun. You heard 1-800 Eat Shit, Whip It Around, and Body Bag. Now, two tracks from one of my favorite bands, Thou. This is their cover, their Nirvana covers, album, Milk It, and Floyd the Barber, This Is Thou, Metal Mondays, The Bog of Doom, Fun Drive 2025. Again, that place to go donate, fundrive.ckw.ca, or send an e-transfer. fundrive@ckw.ca is a place to send an e-transfer, and just say in the notes, hey, this goes to Metal Mondays. If you want to get a shirt, an incentive, just note what size you want or what you want, and then we can go from there. Yes, here's Thou.
Yes, we are back. This is Metal Mondays, The Bog of Doom, here with DJ Dilgerkin. You just heard two tracks from Vow off of their album of Nirvana covers. That was Milk It and Floyd the Barber. Yes, it is Fun Drive time here at the station, CKW 95.9 FM. And this is where we get listener donations. We are looking for $60,000 by February the 21st, and that would represent 25% of the budget. We've been doing Fun Drive since we've come on the FM dial almost 26 years ago, a quarter of a century ago, in 1999. And one of the reasons why we wanted to do this is it allows us to maintain our independence. And this is very important. Obviously, when we think about independence, we might think about politics. And that's something that gets talked about a fair amount on the station, right? That we can have a place for alternative viewpoints. But I think the culture and music side of it is just as important. Because in terms of on the FM dial, you might hear metal. You might hear AC/DC, Metallica, maybe a Megadeth song. Perhaps they might play Mastodon. I don't know. I don't often listen to a lot of commercial radio myself. But I don't think that often. CBC doesn't generally play any metal, as far as I know, unless I'm not aware. I don't think they have any metal programming. And metal is such a great community and such a great art form. And I've been a metal fan for many years. And I know you must be as well. And there's so much there to discover. So much new music. Exciting new music happening all the time. And I think that's something that we can support. And something that needs support. I think there's always been a strong metal scene here in Winnipeg, but also a strong metal scene, I think, across Canada, but across the globe. Really, metal is a global phenomenon. And even though I'm on the Bog of Doom, really just covering my little slice of metal, it's still a lot to dig into. I kind of go with the more doom, stoner metal, instrumental, doom metal, maybe a little bit of black metal here and there. I also like a lot of experimental stuff, like the band Meth I've played before on this show. Also bands like Thou that you just heard, which are sort of, I guess, within the realm of sludge metal, but they also have their own unique sounds to them. And I think needing someone to kind of guide and guide us, and as well as having that audience interaction. I always like to hear from listeners, especially of Metal Mondays. You can always email me. I'm the program director, programming@ckw.ca. If you ever have any suggestions, hey, I heard this on Metal Mondays last week. Maybe you guys might want to check this band out. And there can actually be that kind of interaction, and something that you don't really get, and certainly not something you get much with streaming services, right? It's sort of just these algorithms point you in the direction they want you to go. And it's very easy to get stuck in ruts, and we want to try to break ourselves out of that and also explore different sounds, different sonic textures, different ways of thinking and conceiving about music. And that's what you get here at CKUW 95.9 FM. 24/7, 7 days a week, all kinds of programming. And I think for a lot of metalheads, I think there's maybe some certain stereotypes, but I would always, my perception and what I think the listening audience out there for metal is that you guys are very, sort of brave seafarers going off into the uncharted waters and really digging into things. And trying to find new and interesting sounds, and maybe things that people would dub as being too harsh or too weird, too experimental. But you, the listener of Metal Mondays, I know is you're into different kind of stuff, and I'm sure your palate is as wide as mine. I think the analogy I would make is butter chicken's delicious. I love butter chicken, but it's always good to try a good spicy vindaloo, try those really good spicy fish curry, perhaps. Nothing wrong with butter chicken, of course. That's just one culinary example, but really Metal Mondays is the spicy vindaloo of radio, right? And that support for culture and music that kind of goes beyond the reaches, and definitely things that are beyond the realm of what you're going to hear on mainstream, in mainstream media, whether it be commercial radio or the CBC. You know, there's so much great metal here in Winnipeg, but also I think across Canada. And do they really get any props at all? I mean, you know, I think Ken Mode won a Juno. Very funny, I ran into them a while back, last spring, and I ran into the folks from Ken Mode. Very, very great people. And they had just come back from the Junos, and their flights got canceled and all the rest of it. And they were just reporting to me that, like, hey, like, yeah, we went to the Junos, but it kind of sucked. And geez, they just didn't know what to do with us. Like, they put us on a bill with a bunch of indie bands. We played for a half an hour, scared the living bejesus out of everybody, and left. And it was just not a good experience. And I think that's too bad that the mainstream doesn't want to even acknowledge bands like that, right? And, you know, Ken Mode is a band that I could fit into my show here on the Bog of Doom. But there's so many other great bands that I just don't think, if you're playing that kind of music that has a certain connotation to it, you're just not going to get that same kind of support that other artists do. And that's why Campus Community Radio and shows like Metal Monday are so important. And that's what you can do with a pledge of support. You can support all that with pledging. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca to pledge now, or you can send an e-transfer to fundrive@ckw.ca to make a pledge. $35 gets you the Friends card. It gives you insider access to discounts and special offers at all participating businesses. That's our base level, and it's a great level because I believe almost every independent record store is on the Friends card. So you'll... And I know metal fans love buying vinyl and physical media. You will most definitely pay yourself back with that Friends card, getting discounts at places like Into the Music and Dooley Records and others. I'm pretty sure almost every record store in Winnipeg is on there. Every independent record store, I should say. So you can make that donation with a $35 pledge, and it'll go a long way to helping us reach our goal of $60,000. But I implore you, you can go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge now for all that you hold dear as a metal fan, and to keep us going and have a place where we can play music like this. So that place again, fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge now, or send an e-transfer, fundrive@ckw.ca. Just let us know how that this is for Metal Mondays, and you would like to get the pledge, the CKW Friends card with a pledge of $35. Now let's get into some new tracks from Pigs, 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 Pigs. This is Stitches and Detroit. This is the Bog of Doom Fun Drive 2025 on Metal Mondays. We'll be right back. And we are back. You are tuned into Metal Mondays. This is the Bog of Doom. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin. Special Fun Drive episode here for you. You just heard two tracks from Pigs, 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 Pigs. That was Stitches and Detroit, two of their newer tracks. Here on Metal Mondays, we really dive deep into our own little corners of metal. Every week, we have a different person hosting the show. I do my